Message number 396. My remnant church, the two witnesses referred to in the book of Revelation. Wednesday, April 18, 2012 at 01:36 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, I realize that some of these messages do not make sense to you, but you must trust in me and know that I must reveal the contents of the book of Revelation so that souls know what to expect in these times. To those of little faith but who accept my word given to you through this prophet, know that your humility and desire born of a pure love for me has brought you closer to my sacred heart. You are my remnant church. You are the church referred to in the book of Revelation. You are the product of the woman who gave birth to a male and who was cast out into the desert, where you will be isolated yet united as one to proclaim my holy word and preach the true gospels. The woman gives birth to my true church, my loyal flock, who will not be misled by the false prophet. You, my church, will be cast aside into the desert for 260 days, where you will take refuge. But with the gift of the Holy Spirit you will be fed with the fruits of my love. It will be the loyal members of my Christian churches, including my sacred servants and those of my followers who reject the false prophet, who will have to keep my church together. You will have to honor me in secret, because the mass will change beyond recognition under the rule of the false prophet. You are my true followers, and all the graces of heaven are being poured over your precious souls. How I love you, children, and how you ease my suffering. But how much pain is in my heart because of those of my followers who will refuse to listen to me. They will be drawn in a web by the false prophet into the darkness, and I cannot save them. By their own will they will slap me on the face. My remnant church will need to spread the word to my other children, including those who do not know me at all. You, my remnant church, will need to proclaim my prophecies and my holy word to those who are not Christian or who do not know the Ten Commandments. Your job will be to ensure that the Holy Bible is read and understood. It will be up to you to inform the world of the full meaning of the seals contained in the book of Revelation, which I will reveal to Maria Divine Mercy. The Two Witnesses Book of Revelation. You, my followers, are one of the two witnesses referred to in the book of Revelation, and who will be protected from the heaven. My word given to you, my remnant church, may be cast aside as a corpse, but my word will never die. The Jews will be the second of the two witnesses. The two lamps are my Christian churches, the traditional true church, and those followers of mine who will be cast aside by the false prophet. The two olive trees are the old Jerusalem, Israel, and the new Israel. They, the Jews, will know that I am the Messiah at last, and their preaching of the truth will also be cast aside and thrown out by the false prophet and the Antichrist to rot like a corpse. Again, this chosen race will not die. Both will feel defeated, but this will not be the case, for you will form, along with all other religions, the one true church, the New Jerusalem, which will rise from the ashes. You will survive the terrible evil monarchy which will arise under the dual leadership of the false prophet and the Antichrist, both of whom will be cast into the lake of fire that is hell. This persecution will not last long, and you will be given great strength and protection. Help will be given to you, and many leaders will arise amongst you to guide you through this period. Many of you will become saints in my new paradise, and having helped build my remnant church on earth, will reign with me in the new heaven and earth which will emerge at my second coming. Those of you who are not with me will be given a very short time to choose. You will either be for the false prophet and against me, or you will be for me. Choose the first, and your soul will be stolen by the deceiver. Harsh as this sounds, it is the truth. Proof of my presence will be given to all of God's children during the warning. Pray that you will accept the truth then, that it is I, your beloved Jesus, who calls to you from heaven to open your eyes so that you can see, and so that you will listen, so that you can hear before it is too late. Jesus Christ.